Hello?
Hi, is this David?
Yes, this is David.
Hey, David, you got quite the posse calling you this morning. Tony and Candace, Bruce Miller, and Rick Farrell from Farrell's Heating and Air Conditioning. I understand, David, you nominated Tanya Clark and Jim Clark. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Their heater went out. They got kids. It's pretty cold out. She's working. She's a really hard worker, and she's still going to school and stuff, and working at the same time. And they're just a couple that's really struggling and trying to do the best they can. And they're very. I feel they're very needy couple. So
we have some pretty exciting news. Rick Farrell from Farrell's Heating and Air Conditioning.
Yes. Well, we've chosen Tanya and Jim to be the winner of the furnace this year.
Yay!
Oh, that's awesome.
So
wow, thank you.
Now, let's see, David and 12
other
people.
You were one of 11 other people that nominated this couple for the winning of this contest. And it says here in a couple of the letters that they have a couple special needs children. Is that correct, too?
Yes.
Anyway, we went through all the letters. We had somewhere around 75 entries this year, which was a record number.
That is a lot,
So there was a lot of letters to read and a lot of tears on my desk as I read this. But this one kept rising to the top, and it seemed like they were a young couple really trying to work hard and get things straightened out and just had some few hardships in their life. So we're going to call them here in a little bit.
Yeah, David, don't spoil the surprise.
Yeah, keep
don't
it a
call
secret.
Them. And you actually are the first one. Yeah, you're the first one that found out, David.
David, what I want you to do is after this phone call, take your cell phone and just destroy it.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. No, then we'll
I promise. I won't leak the information.
Yeah, we're going to call them next, aren't we, Tony? Are we calling them next?
Yeah, but obviously these individuals have personalities that really resonates with so many entries coming forth to kind of share the news here. So, David, thanks a lot for your entry. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you so much. This is a blessing for them, so just thank you.
Hi, is this Jim?
Yes.
This is Tony Michaels along with Candace Nash, Bruce Miller, and Rick Farrell from KSU 105.7.
Can I ask a couple questions? Is your wife's homework done?
What?
Doesn't your wife go to school?
She did for a while.
So she doesn't have to worry about homework today?
Nope.
What's she up to today?
She's working.
Where does she work?
Tyson Foods. I won't be able to get a hold of her right now.
Because she's working.
Why is she working so hard?
Because they've got three kids and a house they're renovating. And Jim, do you have any idea why we're calling you?
I might have an idea.
What's the idea?
Something with a possible furnace giveaway.
Yes.
Oh, what's your furnace like?
Right now it's a pile of metal, basically.
It's dead, is
How
what it is.
How cold is it in the house?
Not too bad. In most areas, we got a lot of space heaters sucking energy.
Sucking energy?
Is it? But don't you worry about the space heaters?
Of course, but, you know, freezing.
Well, I would like to share some exciting news with you, Jim. We have Rick Farrell from Farrell's Heating and Air Conditioning joining us right here in the studio. And, Rick, we had so many entries, and it's funny because Jim and you and your wife's name kept popping up in a lot of these entries.
We had quite a few entries. One of our biggest turnouts ever was this year, and your name kept rising to the top. We decided that your house needs a new furnace, air conditioner, thermostat, air cleaner, the whole bit. So you don't have to haul room air conditioners up to the second floor next spring. We're going to have a central air put in there. The very best of everything.
No way.
You're our grand prize winner.
Oh, so no freaking way.
No, it's true, Jim. Congratulations.
This would not be a funny joke.
No.
We had 11 entries taken in from people that know you, people that work with you guys. Have struck a chord with a lot of people about being very generous people and working hard. You have three kids, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't want them kicking over space heaters, and we definitely want them to quit running up your utility bill by heating the house with space heaters, so that way you can provide a better Christmas for them. So,
fantastic.
What were you planning to do about this heating problem?
Trying to save away money, but other things keep coming up. So.
Well, Jim, congratulations. This is always kind of our highlight of the year. And Rick, of course, will be in touch. Now, tell Gemma, this is the whole shebang, right, Rick?
Oh, yeah, this just isn't a furnace. I know we keep calling it a furnace.
What are we getting?
What are we getting for the prize?
Well, we keep calling it a furnace giveaway, but it's much more than that. You're going to get a new furnace, any ductwork that you might need. And if you need only ductwork, we're going to do that. You're going to get a central air conditioner. Depending on your house, you might even get a dual fuel system with a heat pump. Going to get you a high efficiency air cleaner, which is the best air cleaner that is out there, 97% efficient. And you're also going to get a touchscreen thermostat with Wi-Fi capability. So if you got a smartphone, you can turn your furnace on and off from work and save energy that way by turning it up and down. And this year, we got a little special additive thing. We have a new product that's called the Air Scrubber Plus. And the Air Scrubber Plus is an air cleaner that cleans the air in your home. And it does a lot of things, but one of the things it does is club up the dust and things, so your filter is more efficient and catches all that stuff in the filter. So the air in your home will be much cleaner with that. I have one in my house and I love it.
Nice.
What I like is I don't have to smell my garbage can.
That's good.
Because you can't believe how many times I take the trash out.
Oh, sure.
If it smells bad, I got to take it outside. You know. Well, now this.
So you're just trying to get out of work,
well,
Rick.
Heck yes. Anyway, so
garbage piled up.
Yeah, it's quite a deal. We have one in the office. If you want to come down to our shop and see, I can have tuna in my office for lunch and nobody knows it.
So there you go. Jim, I would buy a whole bunch of tuna if I were you. So congratulations, and this
the
is something and this is something that I know the folks at Farrell's really believe in. So just a nice gift this Christmas season.
Amazing. Thank you, guys.
Jim, can I ask, what does this mean to you?
It means a whole lot. It means God's watching over us.